Bhagavad Gita is a book of mankind's collected experience of and answers to life's most basic questions. Who I am? From where do I come? What is my purpose and destiny? And most practically, how do I find happiness? These podcasts originate in the lectures of Neil Bhatt, a disciple of Swami Chinmayananda. They are presented here in 20 to 30 minute segments, each covering three of the Gita's 701 verses. Welcome to Gita Wisdom for Daily Living.
So we had been discussing chapter 18, Moksha Sannyasa Yoga, Yoga of Liberation through Renunciation. So far we have seen that we are the product of our past, and therefore we have tendencies and likings and dislikings. And all the discussion so far was about sattva, rajas and tamas. This is sattvic, this is rajasic, this is tamasic. So a natural tendency to think is, well, I'll pick the best which I can find in this. Well, this looks like sattva, so I'll just do sattvic only things. But our tendencies and our desires and the coloring of our mind won't let us do that. So the advice from Bhagavan is, sahajam karma kaunteya sadoshinapi natyajet. Do the actions which come naturally to you. That's something which is in line with your own personality, your tendencies, your likings, your dislikings. Do those actions, even though you find them to be with defects. Because I have learned 17 chapters of Bhagavad Gita now, and suddenly I find that, oh, most of my actions are rajasic. Should I give up? The answer is no. That's your nature right now. That comes naturally to you. That's where the Bhagavad Gita started. Bhagavan said to Arjuna, you are a warrior. The rajasic action is your nature, as a kshatriya. You can't give it up right now and run towards jungle to meditate, because that will be against your tendencies and nature. That will actually create more harm to your path of evolution than help you. It won't purify your mind. It will pollute your mind and confuse your mind. So, sahajam karma kaunteya sadoshinapi na tyajet. Do not give up the actions which come naturally to you, even though you find some defects. They are not perfect. And then Bhagavan said that by doing so, you will purify yourself. And consolation given to sarvarambha hi kadoshena dumena agnihi avavrutaha. All actions, no matter how pure you see them, have some defects. There's always a side effect to even the best medicine you can take. The Bhagavan said, any action which you have to perform in accordance with your nature, even if you find a fault in it, continue, because every action will have its own defects. But then what do I do with it? The only thing you can do is perfect your attitude towards your actions. Actions by nature has their own pluses and minuses, but you can change your attitude towards your actions. So the next few verses which we have seen is asakta buddhihi. First thing you do is detach your intellect from your actions. Asakta buddhihi sarvatra jitatmaha vigataspruhaha. I'm doing these things because that come naturally to me. I like to do this. Therefore, I'm doing it. As I said, Gita class is a kamya karma for me. Because I like to do it. It is my desire to do it. If it comes naturally to you, do it, Bhagavan said. But asakta buddhihi, detach your mind and intellect from those actions. Sarvatra jitatmaha. Jita Atma, have self-control. Self-control on your desires and your liking and dislike. I'm doing it, but I may not have any control of the outcome of this thing. I may not be allowed to do these things. The environment, the situation may not allow me to do this. I need to be content with that. Vigata spruha, without any desires. I want to do it, but if there is no opportunity to do it, Bhagavan, your will. I'll continue what is available to me. The goal here is to achieve a state of Naiskarma Siddhim. Whatever I do not feel that I'm doing it. As I said, when we are working on our hobbies, it's not work. There is Naiskarma. I'm putting lots of efforts, but I don't consider it as work because that's my hobby. Music practice. The other day, Krishna told me, I'm going to call you. We're going to practice together because it's not working when we are not practicing. Oh, sure, sure. When are you going to call me? But other things you tell me, Neil, well, Saturday, I'm not available. Because that becomes work for me, I'm not available. My hobby, it's not a work. Naiskarma Siddhi is like when everything I do becomes my hobby. I become actionless. It's all basically in line with my nature. Paramam sannyasena adigacchate. Such a person achieves that highest level of renunciation. By doing things which you are supposed to do, you can achieve sannyasa. We have seen the definition of sannyasa is what? Giving up the sense of agency is sannyasa. Not giving up things and beings is sannyasa. Giving up the sense of agency, I am doing it and I am enjoying it. When you give up, you are a sannyasi. Bhagavan said, if you do all the things in line with your nature, you will never have that sense of agency. Neither will you even notice that you are enjoying it. You get so engrossed in the stuff which you do for your hobby that neither you are aware that you are putting lots of efforts into it, nor whether it's painful or enjoyable. Music practice was the most painful thing I had, you know, when I was going to my teachers in classes for little time. But it was still what I wanted to do. So whether it was a pain or a joy, I never noticed it. This is something I want to do. That Bhagavan says in Naiskarma Siddhi. Neither you are aware that you are the doer, nor you are aware that you are the enjoyer. That state when you achieve the sannyasa, Bhagavan said. With that, the next verse says, Siddhim prapto yatha brahma tatha apnoti nibodhame samasena eva kaunteya nistha gnanasya yapara. Now I'll tell you in brief, achieving that siddhi, which siddhi? The Naiskarma Siddhi. Then now everything comes naturally to me. I do everything naturally. I don't have any anxiety about whether I'm enjoying or suffering through it or good will come out. I just enjoy doing it. Therefore, I'm doing it. He say, achieving that siddhi in your actions, and then you have achieved the sannyasa by that, how you can achieve the Brahman by doing so, that I will tell you now. So now comes the prescription or the detailed guidance of how to achieve that. The verse we have seen after that says, Buddhaya Visuddhaya Yuktaha Dhruti Atmanam Niyamyacha. First thing is to Buddhaya Visuddhaya. You have to purify your intellect. My intellect is right now polluted by my ego. My ego said, I am always right. Even though everybody says that, but my intellect, I am smartest among all. So, Buddhaya Visuddhaya, the purified intellect will see things as is. Dhruti Atmanam. Intellect is purified by not having ego polluting it. Dhruti Firmness. This is what I want to do. This is what I like to do. And this is where I am putting my efforts. Dhruti Atmanam. Firm in your own self. What is my true nature? I know. What I really like, I know. I was just listening to NPR yesterday and some guy who is a lawyer and has a nice, you know, corporate practice, he gives up and becomes a Lego artist. I don't know whether anybody heard that. Lego artist. But in other words, he makes complex form, lions and stuff. He's basically an artist whose work is now displayed all these places. But he gave up the job and became a Lego artist. And Lego company provides him free Legos when they have a new Lego comes out in thousands and he creates whatever. He said that the worst day as an artist is better than the best day as a lawyer for me. Therefore, I did it. He found what he likes. He followed Bhagavad Gita without reading it. I want to do this no matter what the outcome may be. But this is what I like. Buddhaya visuddhaya. Having purified my intellect, what is my true nature? Our intellect typically gets polluted by what others will think about me by doing so, and therefore we are doing it. We choose our profession, at least in my time. It was very simple. You don't have to figure out what you like. Try medicine. If you don't get an admission in medicine, go to chemical engineering. You don't get admission in chemical, go to mechanical engineering. Mechanical engineering doesn't work out. Electrical. Last, civil. And now if you're completely out of that, go to architecture. You didn't have to figure out what you like. You just figure out what the social scale is. Bhagavan said, that's a perfect recipe for disaster for you. Buddhaya visitya dhruti atmanam niyamyacha sabda adi visayan tyaktva raga dvaiso vidashyacha. Sabda adi, sound, etc. In other words, all the sense objects from outside which is polluting your mind and intellect. You are not getting disturbed by this. I wish I can become an artist, but there is no money in it. Doctors make more money. So let me go to medicine, even though I hate that profession. There was one guy on Kaun Banega Crorepati. What are you? He said, I'm an MBBS. I have just done my internship. And Amitabh Bachchan asked him, so after that, what? He said, nothing. He said, what do you mean, nothing? Don't you want to do MD or MS or something? He said, yeah, I can do MD or MS, but I'm not interested in it. He said, why are you not interested in furthering your career? He said, I don't like medicine. My parents wanted me to go to medicine. That's why I went to medicine. But I want to be an IAS officer. I've seen IAS officers. I've seen what they do and their power and their influence. And that's what I want to be. So I did what my parents wanted to do. I'm now going to do what I want to do. And how do I achieve this? Vivekta sevi, lagvasi. Now this comes the discipline or a guidance. How you can find out what you really like. How do you find out what your true nature is? How do I align my actions with my own nature? Vivekta sevi, solitude. Solitude is something we think loneliness. We are all afraid of loneliness. Kya karega yaar shaadi nahi karega if you don't know what. I'll tell you, when we were young, if Saturday you have no invitation to go to any party, well, we don't know what to do. What are you doing over the weekend? So, Neil, how was your weekend? I said, it's always the same. My weekends are always the same. Which party did you go? If you don't get invited to a party, you don't know what to do with your life. That weekend, I'm completely lost. Learn to be happy with yourself. Find a way that you can enjoy solitude. That you think, thank God nobody is now here. I can be by myself and enjoy my time. I'm sure most of your parents went through that. But solitude is a practice to figure out how you can enjoy yourself by yourself. Lagvasi, eating but little. Other text says, eat as much as you eat your medicine. Medication, you never take more than what your doctor says you should take. One tablet means one tablet. That's what doctor said, right? Not if the doctor said one, but I'm a little more aggressive about it. I'm going to take three at a time. Take only what you need. You see, your food should be just like that. Your food should also be what you need. And then it elaborately described that quarter of your belly should be filled with your food. Quarter, you leave a place for the water, and half you leave for air. That much you should eat. Lagvasi. Because you know that when you're overstuffed, you're uncomfortable, and mind is not available for anything else because you're uncomfortable about your own body. So, lagvasi, yat vak khaya manasaha. Control over your speech, body, and mind. Swami explains here that vak, speech, includes all organs of actions. Basically, it's an indicator. all the organs of action should be in control. Does not say stop them. In control. Moderation. Kaya, body. Body is the gross form of my mind. Whatever I'm thinking eventually becomes my actions. So my body is not the external manifestations of my mind, my actions, and my perceptions. So the transaction between this world and my sense organs, control over that. How many parties can I attend over a weekend? That's my control of the body level and mind. Eventually, it's all about my mind. My mind tells me what to desire, what I like, and then what I need to engage into. So the control over all three, sense organs, sense perceptions, and the mind, that can control my activities. Dhyana yoga paro nityam vairagyam samupashritaha. Dhyana yoga paraha. Engaged into meditation. Now this is where we get confused and say, well, I have 2 minutes meditation is a problem. Can I be engaged in meditation? We saw the first 5 chapters talked about actions and then came the 6th chapter meditation. Then give a detailed instruction how to meditate. When I follow the instruction in the first 5 chapters, then only I can meditate. If I make the use of the other prescription, vivikta sevi, lagvasi, yatva kaya manasaha, now I can engage in meditation. The physical act of meditation is just a discipline. The meditation is mind connected in things which I want to achieve. We are in constant meditation of what promotion I'm going to get, right? Every day you go to work, what are you thinking? How can I make progress from where I am today to the next position? What is my next position? Back in about 80-something, I asked Swami, yes, Swami, what is samadhi? And he said, you are in a constant samadhi, Neil. He said, have you ever have to think about that this is you? This is me. That's not me. This is me. You know, you're in a constant samadhi about your body identification. I don't have to think about it. I'm doing everything else, but I'm clearly aware this is me. He said, when I change that to this is not me, that's me, no matter what I'm doing, Bhagavan said, you are in a complete samadhi. That dhyana yoga paraha, I'm constantly thinking what my goal in life is by practicing all the disciplines. Olympic runner who wants to achieve a gold medal, he is doing everything that is prescribed, but his mind is fixed in how can I achieve that gold medal. That's a dhyana yoga paraha. Nityam, that should be constant. Our pursuits are sometimes on and off. When it is conducive, I'm bhakta. But then not conducive. An Olympic runner cannot say, Monday, it's okay, I can win a gold medal. Tuesday, I'll give up and say. He has to be from the day he starts training till he goes to the Olympics. The only one goal and one goal alone. How can I get gold medal? If that becomes our state, we are dhyana yoga para. Vairagyam samupashritaha. Who take refuge in vairagya. Dispassion. Now, vairagya, we actually understood that I have to give up things. Okay, Neil, you have a vairagya for cigarettes. You know, I have vairagya for cigarette. I don't have any connection with cigarettes. I'm a reformed smoker. So, at one time, I attached to cigarette, now I have vairagya for cigarettes. It's like the cigarette should run away from you. That's a vairagya. When you are trying to give up cigarette, cigarette will run back to you. And it happened for many years. Finally, it worked. Meena's nagging. Nagging works to all the wives, I'm telling you, from my experience. It's the most effective medication for anything which you think your husband is sick of. When I was engaged in smoking, whenever I see a nice advertisement, well, my mind goes there. Anytime I see a nice packaging, for them, that package looks better than other one. Once I gave up cigarettes, cigarettes run away from me. I don't even know what type of cigarettes are available now. Visaya vinivartante niraharasya dehina. The person who gives up, the objects themselves run away from you. I don't gamble. I'll never get invited to poker parties. I don't even know that there are poker parties in this town because they run away from me. When I give up things, I lose interest in them, they run away from me. Things only come to me when I have interest in them. When you want to buy a new car, whatever car, the Toyota, till that time you don't notice that there are a lot of the same cars. And then once you decide I want to buy BMW X5, you drive on the road and you will see nothing but BMW X5 passing by you. Oh, that's also BMW. Oh, that's also. Oh, that one also. Suddenly you will find that the same cars are all over you. Because they were always there. They were away from you. Now they are with you. So Bhagavan says, Vairagyam Samupashritaha, who takes refuge in objects run away from you because I lost interest in them. Ahamkaram Balam Darpam. To achieve this, few things we have to give up, Bhagavan said. Those are now enumerated. Ahankaram, balam, darpam, kamam, krodham, parigraham, vimuccha. You have to give up ego, power, arrogance, desire, anger, aggrandizing. You have to give up. You give up this thing not because you want to achieve Bhagavan. These are the things giving you unhappiness. Your problems, you get hurt because your ego is hurt. You don't feel powerful enough. No matter how much power I have, there is always somebody more powerful than I am. I am arrogant about myself. It shows my actual lack of self-confidence. Krodham, anger. I only get angry because I am unsuccessful. I'm a loser. That's why I get angry. Parigraham, I'm aggrandizing things. Why? I'm afraid. Insecurity. When I go above all these things will go away from me. It is changing my mental attitude towards my own self that I give up all this. Nirmamaha, nirahankaraha, shantaha, brahmabhutaya kalpate. When I'm practicing this thing diligently, because this will take me to my goal. The Olympic runner, whatever his trainer says, you can't eat this, but you have to do this and this much. He does all of that because his goal is to achieve that gold medal. Because I want to achieve that permanent happiness, that's why I'm doing this for me only. Nirmamaha, not mine. You start recognizing that nothing in this world truly belongs to me. I'm just a caretaker. Like standard example, your house you think is yours, you paid 5% or 20% of equity, 80% who paid? Bank. Who owns the house? You or the bank? Bank owns the house. When I realize that, nirmamaha, not mine, shantaha, once I accepted this, my mind becomes quiet. It does not have this pressure of achieving and competing. Brahma bhoyaya kalpate. Now, this is the most difficult concept. He becomes one with the Brahman. This is not that the Brahman, he became realized with his Brahman. Brahma bhoyaya, he has accepted through his intellectual deliberations and his studies of the sastras and the advice from the teachers that Brahman alone is the state where you can achieve that permanent happiness. That the only state where all the problems which you're trying to get rid of are not there. Any other state other than that has no perfection that I'm looking for, a permanent happiness. Brahma bhuyaya, I become aware and identified with that state as my goal. Brahma bhuyaya kalpate. Once you become Brahma bhuyaya, that means I have accepted the existence of a state for myself, which can give me the permanent happiness that I'm seeking. You join a company, what is your path of progress in this company? You're joining as an entry-level engineer, but if you do this, you can then become a project manager, and then you can become a VP, and then become even a president, and maybe you can become a CEO of the company. First day, you have become a CEO bhuyaya, that you have become aware that that state exists where I can have that ultimate power in this company. Now, I may have a long way to go, but I'm aware that state exists if I want to have the ultimate power in this company, and it's up to me to make efforts to achieve that. Once you become Brahma Bhuyaya, I have found out there is a state exist for in my existence which can achieve my goal. Brahma Bhutaha Prasannatma. First thing happens is you become Prasannatma. You have that joy. So that's why people say, well, you know, I left that company because it was a dead-end job. I was not going anywhere. Not that the next company is going to make you CEO. But at least you found that there is a way for me to achieve. And that gives you joy to work for that company. When I became Brahma Bhuyaya, that gives right away the joy to me. That there is a path for me to get out of this limitedness. Prasannatma. Na shochati na kankshati. One who is truly working towards their goal to become CEO in that company, he doesn't waste time in worrying about this or that. He just constantly works towards his goal. How I can get the next promotion and the next promotion, and ultimately get that. I have heard somewhere, how do I become a president of a company? The guy said, you start acting like a president and somebody will notice and will make you president. So that person is not wasting time in shochati and kankshati, worrying about and desiring. He's just working towards the goal. Once I became Brahma Bhuyaya, that I have accepted the existence of Brahman as the ultimate state for me, I become joyful, not worried about it, not any other desires, but just working towards it. Sama sarveshu bhuteshu mad bhaktim labhate param. Just by having that acceptance that there is no existence other than the Supreme Self, now my relationship with others have completely changed. We have now realized that the same Self which is functioning through me is functioning through him, her, and all others. So now I have a relationship with you as myself and yourself is the same Self. Therefore, I'm sama sarvesha bhuteshu. Therefore, I become equanimous to all beings. Mad bhaktim labhate param. That state gives me the ultimate devotion to the Bhagavan, the God, the Supreme Self, which none other than my own self. My identification, as we have said many times, love is nothing but identification. More I identify with someone, I love that person more and more. Love for divine is devotion, the bhakti. More and more I identify with my Supreme Self, more and more my love toward the Supreme Self increases. Mad bhaktim labhate param, and you achieve that highest state of existence. We'll stop right here.
Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina, Sarve Santu Niramayaha, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kaschid Dukkha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shantihi, Shantihi, Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.